Alrighty, y'all. We are now joined by tomorrow's pole sitter for the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway and driver of the number 45, 2311 Racing Toyota, Tyler Reddick. Tyler, this is your third pole of the year, and then your second in the career at Kansas.
Fourth
pole.
I count Atlanta, even though they don't count Atlanta.
There you go.
Going with four.
Yeah, we'll go with that. There's a lot of talk about the Toyotas being fast, you know, just throughout the weekend. But what did you feel out of your car? They ultimately helped benefit you in terms of, you know, what you found in practice and ultimately getting you the first starting spot tomorrow.
Yeah, I think for us, we came here a year ago and really struggled all weekend long, and that was a tough pill to swallow for sure. You know, we had felt like, you know, this has been kind of our playground for a number of years, and we came here this past spring. Start to finish on the whole weekend, just missed the mark pretty bad. So we came back here last fall. It was a huge emphasis for us. Obviously, you know, it's in the playoffs and everything as well at the time. And so, yeah, we wanted to come back here with something better. And we didn't lead a lot of laps with the car that we had, but I felt like it was much more in the direction where we needed to be. So I was very happy with that. And we kind of used that as our starting point coming back here. And yeah, for me, just today was just a car that had great handling. Certainly the speed was there as well in the sheet, but very, very comfortable in what I had. Feel like we did a good job of building off of last fall. And when you're able to do that, you can be comfortable, consistent, and run good laps. And then when it comes to qualifying, you have the confidence to put a lap like that down.
All right, we'll begin opening up to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start with Reed, and then we'll go to Steven.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Including Atlanta, you've won all three races that you've started from the pole so far. What is it about you and about your cars that has allowed you to translate the qualifying speed into race speed?
Yeah, well, you know, funny enough, I feel like if we would have qualified for Atlanta, even though got the pole, didn't count, whatever, you know, that we had a lot of good handling in our car for Atlanta. Coda, you know, obviously I felt like the 12 and Shane were really strong. Blaney and Shane. Yeah, I think just good handling that you can trust and handling that stays with you on the long run. And so Darlington, same thing. So yeah, you know, here the speeds were a bit higher and I didn't know if we'd be able to get the pole, but it's really nice to see that the handling that we have, the short run speed that we have is appears to be all there today.
Steven StumpFrenchers.com. Tyler, your pole speed was 1.6 miles per hour faster than the pole speed a year ago, where it was about 15 degrees warmer out. When you're in the car and doing a single lap, just how noticeable of a difference is that, you know, 1.5 miles or so?
It is very noticeable, certainly. You know, you notice it in that you're not going to lift. You know, you feel it in just the amount of grip the car has. You know, the track and the tires have at the cooler temperature, too. So, you know, obviously we were able to run like a 29.50 something in practice, and that's a lot faster than normal practice pace. And so that kind of got us ready for it. But yeah, when we started seeing the speeds get down to where they did before we went, we knew that it was going to take a big lap, and you just have to commit to doing it.
Come right here next.
Briar Star with Speedway Media. What are your plans to do with the pedal car that you just won?
I'm going to take it back home and put it with the other three pedal cars, and now I don't really fit on it, but I got one for me, one for Bo, and one for Rookie when he gets a little bigger. So we got a full fleet now.
Come up front here to Jeff next.
When you started out the season the way you had, and then you get to the real part of the season, quote unquote, I mean, you don't really know what you guys are going to have, and so you had this big points lead, but it's like, well, I don't know, is he going to be able to hold on to it? But do you feel any sense of relief now that we've gotten to the meat of the season? You're like, okay, we're fast at all sorts of places, not just, you know, the way we started off.
I mean, after today, yes, more relief. You know, I did feel like we went to Vegas and unfortunately just kind of missed the mark, a track where I feel like we've typically been right there in that top five mix all day long. And so that was a little concerning, but it was a good little – gut check for us on, okay, this is where we need to be, this is where we got to kind of stay within. And so to miss it like we did at Vegas, in my opinion, and then come back here and correct, I know they're a little bit different track wise, but the same kind of ideology goes into it, and for us to, you know, build off of last fall and then really nail it today, definitely makes us feel good. Certainly, you know, yeah, for us, whether it was, you know, Martinsville, I know we didn't have the screaming speed, but we ran better than we typically do. Bristol, we ran a lot better than we typically do. And then at our tracks that should be our strength, to be able to put together days like this is promising. Makes us feel good.
Come up here to Caleb next.
Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. Kind of bouncing off Jeff's question there. You know, you've had such a good start to the year. How hard is it to be relaxed and be like, okay, we got this big points lead, we got this great momentum, but to also not lose focus and be like, we could easily, you know, lose track of that and have a couple more bad runs. How hard is it to keep that straight and narrow like that?
Just 1 week at a time. I think that really helps. You know, if you get too far ahead of yourself or let one bad moment snowball into a series of bad moments, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is just one race, one stage at a time. Yeah, I think certainly on paper, I seem to be a pretty aggressive driver, appears that way. But you know, when you have to think about, you know, the entire season and running smart races and scoring points, you know, not necessarily trying to hang on to the lead you have, but grow it and grow it smart throughout good races. So for me, the start we had was great. And I feel like we're in a really good spot to be able to, hopefully, with performances like today translating to tomorrow, continue to grow the points lead.
Any other questions for Tyler today? All right. Well, congrats on the pole and good luck tomorrow in the race.
Thank you.